88.9 The Cube, Sylvia Bullard speaking with Jean-Charles Doyon. He's the general manager of Festival des Traditions du Monde de Sherbrooke. Now, the festival is starting August 7th.
Correct.
And so welcome to CJMQ. You're going to tell us a little bit about it?
Yes.
So how many years has this been going on now?
This is the 16th year.
The 16th year. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So how did it get started?
Oh, you know, it's been a long time now with the whole city of Fleurimont. And we're beginning with only a couple volunteer. 8,000 people come at the first year of the festival, a budget of $50,000. And 16 years later, it's 400 of a volunteer, $1.1 million of the budget of the event.
Wow.
Now it's very big. Mm-hmm. But the most important thing, Sylvia, the event is still free.
Yes, that's true. It is. So it's something that families can enjoy, right? And they can learn more about people from different cultures.
Yes, correct. And, you know, the festival is for everyone, for the family. It's for 0 to 100. If you have 100 here, you can come. Family come. A lot of women come with the young kids. And it's a very nice place to enjoy the family corner with a lot of inflate games. And it's very happy event.
So not only is there a lot of things to do for children, and I think there are shows, musical shows as well. There's also great food to eat.
Yes, we still have this year 16 different booths from different country. You know, the people arrive at the festival, and the first day they can go to eat at the Liban. The day after they can go on Greece, on Vietnam, on a lot of different places.
They can visit the world.
Visit the world in the same place.
Right, and taste all of the different varieties of foods from different countries.
Correct, and you know what? The price is very affordable. It's around, the price is $8, $10, $12 for a plate. And the people can come here with the family to spend not all the money they have.
That's right. It's for families on a budget. It's a great place to go and have a really great time. What about as far as the music goes? Can you explain a little bit more to us about that? What we can expect to find there?
Yes, we have a different place to go. We have since a couple of years now different tent like the Doors of Asia. We have also another tent. The name of the tent is Irish Pub. Another one is Oriental Palace, and also we have this year a new tent for the Canada Games. They're beginning this weekend also.
Right. And so what is in the Canada Games tent?
We're going to produce about 20 different shows for the people, and we also have 3 big screen TV outside. The people can sit and watch the game. On the Canada game, the games they play during the day, they can watch that during the night. And it's a new place, and it's for all the new people come at the festival from different province, you know, and athletes, volunteer from Canada Games.
Right. Now, the festival starts August 7th.
Correct.
And it goes for how long?
It's finished on the Sunday, 11th of August, the Sunday, the last day, Sunday. And you know what? Different every day we have different show. It's around 200 show we produce, a different scene on the festival. It's also 1,000 artists came here in the festival. And, you know, a typical day for the people come at the festival. You're arriving for have a lunch, have a dinner, enjoy the place, buy a little bottle of wine, take a draft of beer, and relax and watch show and enjoy the place.
Enjoy the place. Do you think that because the Canada Games are in Sherbrooke right now during this time, do you think that you will have a higher attendance?
Yes, because we have a part. We make an agreement with the Canada Games, and to invite the people here, because for the first week of the Canadian Game, the festival is the place to go.
Okay, okay, all right. Is there anything else that you can think of that you wanted to tell us about before we go?
But the best thing is go on the website.
Mm-hmm.
The website is in three languages, English, Spanish, and French.
Mm-hmm.
You got all the programmation on the festival on the website. I think it's the best place to you can see the everything. And this year also, we have the festival on mobile for people who have intelligent phone, like iPhone or...
Like a smartphone?
Smartphone, mm-hmm. Yeah. You can have the festival on mobile too.
Okay, okay. So there's an app for it.
Yes.
Okay, okay. Well, that's great. So we can check out the website for any information that we would like to have about the festival. Well, thank you, Mr. Doyon, for telling us about this, and good luck with the festival. I'm sure that it will be a great success this year, as it has been in other years.
Thank you very much, Sylvia. It's my pleasure, and sorry for my English, because it's a good practice for me.
Your English is great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.